The International Baccalaureate Program is something that some of you have heard a lot about, and some of you have
Colin Pierce is making a sales pitch to about 15 Rainier Beach sophomores. This is not a privileged school. More than 80% of students here qualify as low income, and minorities make up 95% of the student body. But this group is about to get a rare opportunity to take part in the prestigious IB program.
It was actually just announced officially this morning that we've been authorized as an IB school. Yeah. There we go.
Being an IB school means students here can take advanced classes for college credit. Maybe just one or two, maybe a whole slate of them leading to a specialized diploma. IB classes are intense. A full load might mean 3 hours of homework a night, a 15-page paper, and days' worth of community service. Students naturally had some questions.
How does IB program benefit us?
That is, in many ways, the question. The school's only a third full, and IB is likely to draw in new students. But what about the kids already here?
The dynamic could play out where you get the feeling of there being a school within a school and replicate the segregation surrounding the school. The other way that it can happen is that the school can be a workshop for democracy and equality and meritocracy, and that takes a lot of effort.
IB has been gaining popularity as a way to help turn around struggling urban schools. Two other diverse Seattle high schools, Ingram and Chief South, also have the program. And a contingent from Beach, including Principal Dwayne Chappelle, just visited a pair of IB schools in Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Just take a look around. Look, just look real quick. Look at your neighbor. You guys see? Just turn your head to the right real quick. Now turn to the left. You see the people in this room? This is exactly what the classrooms look like. It was students of color, and they were taking these rigorous classes that prepared them to be successful in life.
Almost any student can try an IB class, though sticking it out is another matter. But at some schools, the barrier is just getting kids to consider it.
Hi!
Good morning. Sorry I'm late.
Colin Pierce makes his way into a snug office at Chief South High School, joining a bright-faced IB senior, Zayla Archuleta. Archuleta is working on a project as part of her diploma. The subject? Making IB programs more diverse.
I have been in the classroom where all the conversations lead to one point because either the students have grown up together or they're from the same background, or I have seen all my friends drop IB classes because it's just not as fun to be the odd one out.
Archuleta has convened two focus groups itself. What she's found confirms something IB coordinator Valerie Orock suspected. In spite of lots of effort to broaden the program, IB still has a bit of an image problem.
There was more diversity in the program than people realized. If you look at the diploma students, not very much diversity at all. If you look at the kids taking classes, which are also considered kids in the program, there's much more diversity.
But Orock says there's a lot more work to do. 22% of all IB participants here are African American or Hispanic, compared to 45% of the student body. Archuleta says many students of color just don't see the program as being for them. She says supportive adults can help there.
It's having somebody that tells you, you can do this. You can sit in a classroom and you can take an IB class, even if it's just one.
But that's not as easy as it sounds. Rainier Beach's Colin Pierce says there are limits to what a guy like him, with red hair and freckles, can do.
I'm not ever going to be the best spokesperson for this. To have me up there talking at people saying that this is what you're supposed to do is not going to be nearly as effective as trying to pass over ownership to the students and to the families.
So Pierce has been cultivating a group of IB ambassadors, Rainier Beach students and families, true believers, to spread the word.
My name's Mariah Scott and I'm a sophomore.
So what do you plan to do? Do you want to do the full diploma or are you going to just dip in or what?
I'm interested in the full diploma, try to challenge myself.
Scott says she's excited about the program coming, but a little apprehensive too.
I think that the IB program is going to build the reputation of the school and make more people want to come, but it might be bad in the sense that that might be the only reason why people come, and there's a lot more to Beach than just the IB program, and I feel like people should see that.
That's something you're likely to hear a lot at Beach, a school where many feel unfairly maligned.
Like, for example, we have an engineering class that a lot of people don't even know about. And, like, there's great opportunities here that people should see, and then people would want to come for not just the IB program, but for also other things.
Success of the new program here will not be measured only in enrollment and fancy diplomas. Colin Pierce says it's about keeping Rainier Beach from becoming a two-tiered school of academic haves and have-nots.
How you push against that really is a daily struggle. And the teachers and the administration and the students all need to believe that's possible. And that's one thing that I think we have as a real strength here, is that our staff and our students do believe that that's possible.
In fact, Rainier Beach's principal has already told students he expects every single one of them to try at least one IB class before they graduate. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.